You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. We are talking movies with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Welcome.
Together again.
Yes, we are. And this week, you watched the much talked about In the Heights. It has done extremely well with movie critics, and the audience loves it. However, it didn't perform so well at the box office. We'll talk more about that. First, let's hear your review.
Adapted from the famous musical first produced on Broadway in 2008, In the Heights presents a vibrant, kaleidoscopic view of the New York City neighborhood, Washington Heights, and the hopes and dreams of its Latinx residents. Translating a powerful stage production into a dazzling cinematic spectacle is a rare success. Into the Woods from 2014 was charming but far too truncated, and Cats from 2019 was a train wreck of pirouettes and fur. But In the Heights remains mostly engaging and fun because it feels so contemporary for a musical. Blending rap with traditional musical theater singing and mixing abrupt hip-hop choreography with legitimate Latin rhythms and movement makes the film feel unique and bold. The struggles of the Latinx characters are not the tired issues of racism or poverty, but the more specifically current-day issues of gentrification and undocumented citizenship, which help the film's themes feel weightier. An awful lot of songs are in this film about the different goals or fantasies of each character, and that does paint a complex human picture of Latin American lives. But it doesn't help the story progress. Despite the waning narrative direction and the predictable changes in the plot, In the Heights is hopeful, animated, and sincere. And it gives wonderful visibility to Latin culture in the U.S., along with overdue spotlights on young Latinx actors. This charged entry into the musical canon feels like the classic 1961 movie musical West Side Story meets the gritty 2012 independent film Gimme the Loot. If enough people keep trickling into theaters, In the Heights could become the film of the summer.
Well, Casey, this film is available in theaters and online, so why do you think the box office was lacking for this film?
I was surprised to learn that myself. I think a lot of people still are not thrilled or comfortable going back to the movie theater. COVID-19 is not fully eradicated from our country, so that as long as that's still an issue, movie theater attendance is still going to be an issue. So I think that's the main thing. Also, movie musicals aren't the easiest kind of musical to get young people to go see. It's often thought of as an old-fashioned kind of movie genre, like Singing in the Rain or Fiddler on the Roof. So hopefully, through word of mouth and through Utah Public Radio, people will realize that a lot of different audience age groups will really enjoy it.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for being with us this week, and we'll talk more movies next week.
I'll be ready.